Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Gold prices continue to tease that $2,000 mark as investors look to their traditional safe haven amid market and economic uncertainty. And while there are options such as investing in gold mining companies, ETFs, and physical gold such as gold bars, what about gold coins? And what's the difference between the value of the metal and the value of the coin as a collector's item? Well, we're joined today by David Yip, and he's the Mint Director at Singapore Mint, to find out more. David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for the invitation.
Now, first, I've got to ask you, we've seen gold prices spike to all-time highs this year. What impact has that had on demand for your product at Singapore Mint?
Well, to understand the impact, we have to look at the top product that we offer. Generally, for our so-called precious metal product, we have the commemorative gold coin as one type, and the other type is bullion coins. They are distinctively different from each other. Both of them are issued by the government. Mm-hmm. But for commemorative coins, they are coins that are issued to mark an event. They normally come with a limited mintage. As for the bullion coin, they're produced in mass amount, basically for investor rather than collector, who like to speculate on the commodity price of precious metal. Having said this, if you look at price of gold that has been spiking over the last 1 year, it's good and bad for the business, because for the commemorative coin aspect, we start to see that there is a weakness in the sense that gold price has become more expensive and people are a little bit more reserved in buying. But from the longer term horizon, if you look at the price trend of gold price, it's been going up. I mean, it's basically a commodity used to fight inflation. So the collector, the hardcore collector, will continue to buy it because they know that it's a limited edition. As for the bullion coin business, it is basically driven by volatility. As long as there are swings in material prices, interest will come in to buy and sell. For this period, the first thing we see is there is an increase in the inquiry to buy large amount of bullion coins. They basically speculate on the price of gold and silver. The premium that they pay is only a few dollars more than the material price fixed on that day. So that is basically what we are seeing as a trend today.
So David, that said, and you mentioned, just paying a few dollars on material price, but looking at these coins, because they've also got collector value to them as well as material value, don't they? So can you tell us more about investing in these coins, not only for their value as, a gold or a precious metal, but also in terms of collector value? What's the market
okay,
like?
Maybe I give you an analogy. Mm. If you invest in bullion, you basically invest in the raw material price. If you look at, if I'm going to buy 2 tons of steel, that is what we are buying, like a bullion coin, mm-hmm. right? 2 tons of steel. If the steel price goes up, I'm going to sell it, and then I'm going to collect the money based on the steel price. Likewise, for bullion coin, if it's silver, I'm going to sell it at the current silver price. If I buy in an earlier stage, which is cheaper, for example, at $17, and today is $27, I'm going to profit $10 from every coin. Now, if you look at commemorative coin, it's like buying a Ferrari that is built out of 2 tons of steel. But you're not going to pay that few hundred dollars for the 2 tons of steel. You're paying a Ferrari. And Ferrari is a collector item because as it age, it's no longer in production. More people wanted to pay more for an old item, an old car, even though it's been used. So that is the beauty of collectible coins. So there's a distinct difference between bullion coin and collectibles.
So tell me then, David, say I've got this 2-ton steel Ferrari. How liquid is the market in terms of, say I have this asset, but I want to then sell it. Is it quite active in terms of collectors and demand for these types of items?
If it's a very well sought after collectible coin, the market is quite liquid and there is a price. Of course, that very much depends on, just like a car, how well it's being maintained. if the coin has been scratched, if the coin has been well minted and well protected. It has a whole range of prices. And that's where they send it for grading, to have a grading to say whether this is a beautiful, perfectly preserved coin or this is a badly minted, you know, even though it's from the same period, the same design. So likewise, you know, for collectors, they need to protect the coin in order to assure that they get maximum value from it. You can go to the secondary market. The beauty of collectible coin is that you pay more for the initial stage because it's limited edition and it involves a lot of craftsmanship in making it. But if you take a longer term horizon, the intrinsic value, because if the price of the material goes up, like for example, when we minted coin, say 50 years ago, a gold coin, then 1 ounce is about $150 Sing dollars, and it was sold at $250 for the so-called collectibles. And today, even though the price has gone up to $2,000, if you, let's say there's no market, you melt it, you still make $2,000 from it.
Mm.
So for collectors who are investing in collectible coin, it's a long-term investment. Bullion coin, they are speculators. They are looking for spikes in commodity prices. So they are two different class of customer altogether for us.
So David, can you tell us, obviously we're in the midst of a pandemic at the moment. How have you had to adapt your business as a result of COVID-19? Because I know that Singapore Mint did have some retail stores, but you've also got online. So how have things changed for you?
Well, I think COVID-19 has changed a lot of the consumer behavior. Consumer has gone online. They are more comfortable with online purchases as compared to having to see it in a retail store. We have an advantage in the sense that Singapore Mint is a reputable company. We've been around for 50 over years, and they trust our quality. So when we post something online, they are not going to worry that the product is going to be not arriving or having flaw in it. And this applies not just for Singaporean, but worldwide. Mm-hmm. Singapore Mint have a very good reputation internationally. We sell coins throughout the world. So our impact as far as retail in Singapore, of course, unfortunately, we are unable to serve them face-to-face. We do get our customer coming on online to buy from us. And on top of that, we have a team of customer service officer who basically engage them over the phone to explain to them new products and all that. So it is unfortunate, but we don't see that much of a decline in our sales as compared to maybe other retail businesses.
Can you tell me then, David, have you got any interesting collections coming out in the future, or any interesting collections out at the moment?
Well, there's a couple of them that is, of course, we have a collaboration with Mickey Mouse, Disney, and we are coming out with a whole range of Disney product. They are medals. They are not coin because it's not issued by the government. But again, it's collectible because if you look at it, if it's not issued by a government, if it's issued by a company, then it has to have some attraction in terms of the team. And if you look at the Mickey Mouse series, we are looking at the Mickey Mouse Go Local, which is very much customized to the Singapore thematic scene. So that brings a lot of interest for the Singapore collectors in that sense. As far as a coin is concerned, of course, we have the usual lunar coin. And interestingly, for the Macau series, because there was a change of series last year and they were hit by the COVID, the mouse was never, the red was not released. So this year, they're going to have a two-coin release sometime later this part of the year. And traditionally, if you look at the old series of the Macau lunar coin,
mm-hmm.
the price has gone up 3 to 5 times.
Over what period of time? Over the course of the year that it's launched, or?
Over a course of maybe 2 years.
Okay.
Some of that has gone up to ridiculous. I give you an example, the year of the tiger, dragon and rabbit, this three particular year, especially the year of tiger, some of them has gone up to about 10 times the price.
I see. And where are these resold, David?
Oh, we mean for the Macau authority. It's sold in Macau and also internationally. We are their international sole distributor.
So say if I buy the coin and then I want to tap into that increase in price, where would I be able to sell it again?
There are collectors market. In Singapore, we don't have, it's not so obvious because we are still in the midst of creating a trading platform that can reflect spot price. But internationally, all the coin dealers, they are the one who provide a price, a buy-in price. So that in the case of Singapore, you can go to the secondary dealers. There are quite a few of them. But mainly, this cater to all the collectors because they are very seasoned collectors. They know who to go to. For new collectors, you can call us up and we can point you in the right direction, which secondary dealer is looking for what kind of coin. Every year, unfortunately, not for this year, but every year we have an international coin show in Singapore and you have traders all over the world coming in to sell and buy coin. So you can bring your coin to the international traders there and they can actually buy.
So David, do you think that investing in coins as an alternative investment is on the rise?
Coin as an alternative investment is getting some traction in Singapore. As a population progress and you have already have the conventional investment, which is like in your bond, in your stock market, people are starting to look at alternative investment like wine, even vintage cars, watches. And coin, I would say that carry a lower risk. And for a longer term time horizon, if you have the spare cash, it's worth investing, be it in bullion or in collectible coin. If you look at the trend of gold price, it's over a period of 50 years, it has never come down. And it will continue to move up as long as the world is moving at a 2 to 3% inflationary rate. Because it's one of the hedges that's been used to manage inflation. Likewise for silver, and it's a lot of the understated, it's a very much understated commodity. But those people who have actually invested in silver in the last 1 year, they actually make a lot more money than investing in gold because silver price has jumped from the low of $12 to the high of like now $27. So they have doubled, in 1 year. And we start to see the trend of collectors who are smart collectors, they learn that they no longer buy one coin. If you buy one coin, it's a keepsake. It's not a collecting hobby. It's a hobby, but it's not for investment. Reason for it is like, if you buy one, if the price goes up 5 times, you're not going to sell it because you only have one. So we start to see younger collectors coming in, buying 2 to 3 coins of the same type. Because in future, if the price goes up, they're going to sell one or two and they still have one. So it's very similar in trend to those guys who collect wine. They buy a few bottles of wine, they drink one, and then they sell the rest.
But with this, there's not the temptation to drink it. I guess that's a plus.
Okay. Yeah, but it's an interesting business.
Well, David, that's all we've got time for, but thank you so much for your insights. We've been speaking with David Yip, Mint Director at the Singapore Mint, here on Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.